Welcome back to That's What I'm Talking About. Yay! Yay, yay, yay! I'm so happy to be here today. Today is already, let's see, what is today? Today is Dance Party Friday. Yesterday was Thanksgiving Thursday, our 20th Thanksgiving Thursday of the year. And by the way, I am Kelly Marie. I am your host here on That's What I'm Talking About. And I wanted to thank all of my audience, listeners. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to That's What I'm Talking About. You guys have been awesome. I appreciate your patience with me when it comes to posting new episodes. I have been a little under the weather. I don't know if you can tell with my nasal, it sounds nasally. I know my throat, my voice. So I have held back from posting any episode because of that reason. Excuse me. But I just couldn't contain myself. I couldn't hold myself back. I had to come here today on That's What I'm Talking About and share with you a few things that have been going on. So let's talk about what is happening. Right now, I can't believe it. I looked it up. There are only 34 more days till summer. 34 amazing days until summer. So I was thinking a little more, and I was thinking, okay, so what are we going to do in these 34 days? There's a whole lot that could be done. That's more than a month. And typically things are, oh, do this for 30 days. Well, why don't we do something for 34 days? Or if you have to think about it for one day, why don't you do something for 33 days? Let's do this until summer. Let's shine. Let's close springtime up. Let's sew up springtime so we could splash into summer. Yeah, sewing up spring and splashing into summer. I love springtime more than ever. I love the milder seasons. They're more, they seem tamer to me. Milder, I guess that's the word I like to use. So spring to me is a perfect time to lace up those shoes, get walking, get moving, create new, great lifestyle habits, break a few habits that you aren't happy with. So I guess this next 34 days, we can really come together and, geez, we can be a force to be reckoned with, I'm telling you. So I don't know. Let me know what you intend to do for the next 34 days. I finally feel good enough to start walking more aggressively. I have learned a few things that here I am thinking that I'm doing super great. I walk this like 3.5 mile walk. And I found out that even trying to do a 10,000 step goal isn't all that great for weight loss. So you need to do, this is what I was looking into, and it looks like we need to raise the bar and hit 1,200, 1,400, maybe even 1,500 steps a day just to target weight loss. And your walking pace needs to be a lot faster than what my walking pace was proving to be. So for the next 34 days, I am going to lace up my shoes and get out there and hit the pavement for double the amount that I've been doing, because I'm not even hitting 10,000. There was one day I went 14,000 and I felt like a rock star. I felt so great. I don't know why people say rock star, because I don't think rock stars feel all that great, at least the ones that I've seen. And anyway, I want to feel amazing. Forgive me, I'm trying to clear my voice here. why don't you join me? Let's do this 34-day spring into action. We're going to sew up springtime with some amazing new habits and lock in. That way summer is going to just be effortless. We're going to have a wonderful summer. I already feel it. I could just feel it in my bones. Oh, I can't wait for summer. I wanted to talk to you about your Mother's Day. Did you guys have good Mother's Days? Did you spoil the mothers in your lives or your wives? Did you spoil your moms? What did you guys do for Mother's Day? I was going to share with you what I did because I really had a Mother's Day that is for the books. It's going down in the books. And I loved it. My daughter and I typically go. This is how we launched our bathing suit body, mid-century modern swimsuit, body. Last May, before Mother's Day, I was just disgusted with my body. And when I tried on bathing suits, and I was like, what the heck? It just sort of like came upon me, all this extra weight. So this time around, I didn't worry about it. I had been walking, and I just put on a two-piece, and I went to the beach with my darling daughter, because that's what we do. But we were blessed. We had Colton with us. And if you can remember, or if you've been blessed to hear some of the episodes where he has co-hosted with me, he's doing great, and he's part of my world. He's in my life and our family's lives, and I had an amazing Mother's Day with him and Natalie on either side of me at the beach. So we're the type of family that all we need are our beach towels, our sun protection, and probably our cell phones. And we go down to the beach, gas, full tank of gas, and good spirits. Here we go. And that's the kind of folks that we are. We like the Hat. It's a famous pastrami place, but we like their tuna sandwiches, adding avocado. So we grab those on French rolls, and then we head on over to the beach, local to us, and we just sit our butts in the sand and wait and just lay there and chop it up and talk about silly stuff. And we go to the ocean. We sometimes go in the water, sometimes we don't. And I was going to bring my surfboard, but then I thought, no, probably not a good day, because I finally get to just hang with both my kids at the same time. And it's so neat because Natalie now is, she's 16 and Colton's 33. So it's neat to see them interact. And I love their relationship, how it's growing. And it just makes me so warm inside as their mom. So that was my Mother's Day. And of course, the one kid that's missing is my son, Sam. And I really miss him. And I don't want to get too into that part, but if you could just keep praying for my Sammy. His health hasn't been so great. And he could really use some prayers. And I just miss him so much. But okay, that's that. I don't want to go on to a sad part. Just tell me about your Mother's Day. I'd love to hear. Send me a message, voicemail me. Let me know what you did for Mother's Day. And then I've been really trying hard not to watch the news. But I did just catch a segment here about the gentleman on the Chiefs that's a kicker, and he had been invited to speak at a Catholic college. And he's been criticized by mass media, and just for saying that. And it just breaks my heart because he was just highlighting how important the whole idea of motherhood and being a mother and how important it is. And also being a father, how important it is to be the head of the house. And I just think it's just just sad. So anyway, I just want just to reinforce his words that how important it is to keep our families intact and united in love of each other and support of our God-given talents and just what we were born to be. And I just think it's lovely. And I love what he said and the little bit that I did get to hear. But I certainly would like to revisit it and listen to the whole speech that he gave. It seemed like it was a really good one. So I won't talk too much about politics and stuff, but I do like to speak from my heart because that's what I am talking about, truthfully speaking from the heart. All right. Well, I wish you well, and I am encouraging you to join me on this journey as we sew up spring and we splash into summer in the next 34 days. Let's see what happens. All right. Well, may God bless you. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Oh my gosh, what am I saying? I said 1,500 steps, 1,400, 1,200. No. 15,000, 14,000, 12,000 steps. That's what we need to do in order for weight loss, at least my body. I need to pump up my goal so at least I hit 10,000, because right now I'm like 8,000 maybe. So I don't know why I was saying 1,200. Maybe because it's early. It was kind of early in the morning. So forgive me, guys. Let's blame it on my sickness. My nasal passage. My airways. Not enough oxygen to my brain. All right, guys. Have a beautiful day. Make it happen. Because that's what I'm talking about.